Fort Collins, and it is 7 o'clock, and we're going to go to the cabaret program.
Welcome to the cabaret studio here at KGNU in Boulder. My name is Gary McBride, and for the next hour, we're going to be joined by the band Alternative Facts. It's a trio sitting with me here, and why don't we just kick it off with some music? Thank you. Alternative Facts, live here in the Cabaret Studio at KGNU. Alternative Facts are Evan Mazunik, keyboards, Farrell Lowe on the electric guitar, and Dino J.A. Dean on whatever he's got in front of him on that table. Hey, I'm going to start with Dino. Dino, Alternative Facts, where did you come up with the band name?
You have to ask Evan that question.
All right, Evan.
Farrell, that question.
Okay, Evan, up to you. Why Alternative Facts? And can I trust any answer that's going to come out of your mouth?
I think that was after 4 or 5 rounds of names. I think
after
I've liked
4 or 5 rounds of whiskey sours and mashers and pony rides up at the Carousel of Happiness.
And the big question, I think the burning question at this point, is the name Alternative Facts going to hold for the rest of this set?
Absolutely not.
We've got several more surprises in store. So.
Excellent. Do we have a name for the piece that you just played?
That was Kellyanne.
Kellyanne. Excellent. Excellent. Dino, could you explain to our radio audience a little bit about the samplers that you've got? I see 2 iPads there.
2 iPads, yes. It's an iPad world, isn't it? I've been doing sampling for about 30 years. Started with hardware, moved into computers, and now it's so expressive on iPads. I've got 2 iPads running various samplers and synthesizers and drum machines. And
it's amazing, the music that's coming out of this technology. I mean,
there is a fair amount of technology in the room.
Yeah.
a lot of power being used.
But I think all 3 of us come at both improvisation and technology from a real acoustic point of view.
That's obvious.
As is obvious from the number of amplifiers in the room that are being mic'd right now.
Just in the way you, there's a lot of music that is created with technology that sounds like it was created with technology. And I've always tried to approach technology as if it were an acoustic instrument and have breath within it. And I think that rings true in all 3 of us. And, you know, we all play acoustic instruments and electronic instruments and embrace technology head on. But I think we've all come from acoustic backgrounds and have a real appreciation for composing in real time as human beings. And so I think that's what sets the music apart from other music that is very technologically based.
Like, we don't use a click track.
We aren't? You weren't getting that?
In your mind, mix.
All right, we are in the middle of Pledge Week, and we have a $250 goal this hour. So please go to the website, go to kgnu.org, and make your pledge there. We are going to be hearing some more music from Alternative Facts, if you're still called Alternative Facts. Yeah?
It was called the Long of Tooth Ensemble.
The Long of Tooth Ensemble, okay. All right. So let's get back to the music and support live music here in Boulder.
Give the phone number.
All right. Well, we'll give the phone number as well. We have operators are standing by on the phones. That's excellent. The phone number is 303-442-4242.
303-449-4885.
449-4885.
Thank you.
All right.
That was good. That was live.
That was live.
The alternative phone number.
That was completely unrehearsed.
Alternative to what you would normally hear on a live cabaret show.
All right. KGNU.org, 303-449-4885. Let's listen now to some more, for the present, Alternative Facts.
Thank you.
Alternative Facts live in the Cabaret Studios here at KGNU. Alternative Facts are Dino J.A. Dean samplers, Evan Mazunik keyboards, and Farrell Lowe guitar. Farrell, I'm guessing some of that might have been improvised?
Only in that short little C-section that we did right there.
Yeah. Very, very well masked. Yeah.
That's the only place that really works in this composition.
Farrell writes everything out.
Ah, okay. It's all with charts. Yeah. So Farrell, I know that you've got an affinity for a genre very close to my heart, which is contemporary classical music mm-hmm. and avant-garde. In fact, you used to host the Present Edge here,
that
right here
correct.
On KGNU.
Yes.
And as do I at this present time.
At the Present Edge.
Whoa.
I know. Blown, right?
Wow.
The mind is blown. I was going to ask you about KGNU. We're doing our fun drive this week.
Our fun drive. Yes.
And that number is 303-449-4885.
4885.
Got that, Ginger? I got it. I nailed it. So, Farrell, could you talk a little bit about KGNU and what it brings to you?
Well, KGNU is near and dear to my heart. Like you noted, I've been a volunteer here for years. I've done various shows, Present Edge being one of them, the Heavy Set, which is a modern jazz show. And I recently did one of the African Roots shows, which was really fun. I hadn't done that in a while. Morning and afternoon sound alternatives. So I've I've covered the gamut pretty well in that regard. And KGNU is a vital part of the community, as far as I'm concerned. And, everybody's heard this numerous times throughout the drive, but it really is. When you think about culture, like we were talking earlier about where we all came from, and one of the things that's notable about places that we came from is it's a very fundamentally different culture than what we experience here in this region. And KGNU has been a paragon of that kind of thing. And like my perspective, I'm old enough that I was inspired by progressive FM radio back in the day. And the emphasis was progressive radio. And the things that I heard on a radio, like I heard Electric Miles Davis for the first time, ironically on an AM radio that was skipping, AM skip. So I grew up in rural Indiana, and I picked up Rochester, New York radio station. And it was Miles Davis was playing, and the radio waves would skip in and out. Mm-hmm. So like I would have to go out on the highway that went to town, and what is that highway number? I forget now. But I would go out on the highway, and I would have to drive to a certain geographical location on the highway to pick this up. And I got so I would do it every night between 1 and 2 a.m. And I would have to follow the airwaves to get this, and it would float in and out. That's the first time I heard John McLaughlin. And it was a McLaughlin solo, and it went away. It warped. And I was like, was that real? Or did I just...
But the links that you have to go to, if you don't have that music freely available to you...
Oh, absolutely.
And if it's something that really touches your soul, you crave it.
Yes, exactly.
And I think, for me, that's what KGNU does a lot.
Absolutely.
There's something here for everyone.
It's a Rosetta Stone of sorts.
In fact, in interested. That last piece, there was something here for everyone.
Yeah.
No, I feel the same way. I grew up in L.A., and then I lived a lot in San Francisco. And every place I've lived, I've always sought out the station like this. Mm-hmm. Because, just the fact that this station will host music like this, live. Mm-hmm. It's like, as well as everything else they cover, it's diversity, which is what music is about. And it's great that there are places like this that support that.
And there's very few that are like that anymore. Like, it's back true. In the day, there was, you know, like there still is WFMU in New York, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Like in,
yeah. Right.
Rochester was like that back in the 70s. There was a station in Chicago back in the day, forgetting what it was now, but same in Dallas. They were around. There was a couple in San Francisco, and there were the pirate radio stations. But those are almost all gone now.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't think you can assume anymore. I mean, most of my adult life, the assumption, well, there'll be that. We'll be in whatever city I'm at.
It's a matter of survival at this point in the game.
Well, that's I'm glad you brought that up, because there is no guarantee that KGNU itself will exist in the coming, especially in this political climate.
Get to dialing, folks.
Yeah, get to dialing. And you know that number. In fact, I just learned it. 303-449-4885 and keep alternative facts on the air. Oh, no, I'm sorry, alternative radio on the air. The band's name is Alternative Facts. Is that still the band name? No, wait a minute.
I think it's about due to refresh it. We're over halfway through.
What was it?
Round two.
What was round two?
Oh, was it Bowling Green Massacre?
Oh, yes.
Ah, okay, all right. So let's listen to some more music from Bowling Green Massacre. And that number, once again, is 303-449-4885. You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU.
Thank you.
That was Bowling Green Massacre performing live here in the Cabaret Studios of KGNU. Bowling Green Massacre are Dino J.A. Dean on samplers, Farrell Lowe on guitar, and Evan Mazunik on keyboards. Now, Evan, I can understand Dino's and Farrell's involvement in this, but what's a nice guy like you involved with a group like this for?
I'll just put out a little message in code. Yes, I'll tap it out of Morse code.
Okay. Help, that's right.
Help.
Just give me your safe word.
Can't you hear his cries for help?
The past 40 minutes have been my crazy.
Evan, I was going to ask you about sound painting.
Sure.
Yeah, could you talk about that? Because I think each of you have come to improvisation from a slightly different angle on this. Mm-hmm. So sound painting and also the Zaha ensemble?
Sure. Yeah. That's so I was out in New York City for about 9 years, and that's where I put together my group Zaha. In fact, I'm excited to get back there this summer for a live composing festival actually happening at New Blue is the plan. So we actually all met through Dino's conduction group. And I'll let him talk about conduction if he wants to. But I got a chance to meet and study with Walter Thompson, a composer out in New York. I actually met him upstate New York about 16, 17 years ago. Hmm. And was just fascinated with his way of working. And the best way I can describe this way of working, this way of composing in real time, using sound painting, which is a sign language for composing live, the best way I can do that on the radio without giving a visual demonstration is to think of a third base coach in baseball. But instead of telling the runner to steal second base, he might tell the bass player to take a solo and the guitarist to accompany him and the rest of the group to sustain a long tone over the top of that.
And there's no spitting involved?
There might be blood involved.
All right.
There might be blood.
So now I'm familiar with conduction because I've had Dino on my program.
Sure.
And I think, but I'd like Dino to talk a little bit about maybe some similarities and differences between sound...
Oh, God.
Painting and conduction? Or is that too much?
Oh, you got
10 minutes. Oh, no, his head is exploding.
303, 449, 4885.
Pull it back.
303, 449, 4885. Thank you for bringing me back to Earth. No one wants to hear what Dino has to say about conduction.
No.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Good call, Farrell. Thank you.
Just trying to pull you back from the abyss there.
We're having way too much fun here. I just do want to remind you that KGNU does need your support to stay on the air. And we are in the middle of our pledge drive.
We're listening live to microwave cameras.
Oh, it's now microwave cameras. We've moved on. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
And, we really would like for you to like bust out the plastic and contribute to the community radio station here. So please do that.
You heard it. You heard it from Farrell, and he means it.
Yeah.
He's looking pretty serious right now. So if you don't give, I don't know what's going to happen in here. It could be dangerous.
You may have to play a song.
I think you may have to play some music. So
yes cover.
So guys, I don't want to constrain you on time here. We're going to complete the cabaret program at 8 o'clock, but if you decide, if the spirit moves you and you decide you need to move on, I'm going to let people know that coming up next at 8 o'clock is the Corriente. I knew I'd mess that up. Corriente program, and that number once again for contributing to KGNU's longevity is 303-449-4885. Before we go to the next piece of music, I do want to thank Dino J.A. Dean, Farrell Lowe, and Evan Mazunik, who are microwave cameras. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an honor to have you here.
You can contribute securely online at www.kgnu.org.
Oh, that's right, kgnu.org.
O-R-G.
Yeah, that's right.
303-449-4885.
Fully secure. The powers that be will not be able to... get through
your... I don't
hear
those phones ringing, folks, but I am in a sound chamber.
That could be why. That might be the reason. You could take your tin foil hat off now.
No, not around the microwave.
All right, everyone, thank you so much. This is Microwave Camera. microwave camera at the Cabaret Studios at KGNU. Thank you, gentlemen. The time is now 8 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time now for Corriente.
And thanks to that live music, we will get to some Música de Corriente after this programming announcement.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Emporium Presents, featuring flamenco guitarist Jesse Cook at the Paramount Theater on May 4th. Tickets available Friday, March 17th at 10 a.m. at altitudetickets.com.
And this is Elena con ustedes esta noche. As you know, we're in our pledge drive, and we have the benefit of having a few human beings out there. We've got Alex and Guy to answer phones for at least another half hour, so you can call 303-449-4885, and after 8:30, you'll do it online. And I'll be joined in here very shortly by Danielle, and we'll be also blessed with the presence of at least a couple of other Corriente producers. So right now, I just want to get to some music right away.
Respirar para sacar la voz, despegar tan lejos como un águila veloz. Respirar un futuro esplendor, cobra más sentido si lo creamos los dos. Liberarse de todo el pudor, tomar de las riendas, no rendirse al opresor. Caminar erguido sin temor, respirar y sacar la voz. Tengo los bolsillos vacíos, los labios partidos, la piel con escama cada vez que miro hacia el vacío, las suelas gastadas, las manos atadas, la puerta de entrada siempre tuvo el cartel que dijo que estaba cerrada, una espina clavada, una herida infectada, entramada, una rabia colmada en el todo y en la nada, el paso torpe al borde sin acorde cada vez que pierdo el norte, tengo la pérdida del soporte, el tiempo que clava me traba, la daga me mata, filuda la flama sin calma que de las manos se me escapa, pero tengo mi rincón florido, sacar la voz, no estoy sola, estoy conmigo. Liberarse de todo el pudor, tomar de las riendas, no rendirse al opresor, caminar erguido sin temor, respirar y sacar la voz. Estaban quebrados, el mirar encorvado, el puño cerrado. No tengo nada, pero nada suma en este charco. Mandíbula marcada, palabra preparada, cada letra afilada hasta la cresta de la oleada. Sin pena ni gloria, escribir esta historia. El tema no es caerse, levantarse es la victoria. Venir de vuelta, abrir la puerta, estar resuelta, estar alerta. Sacar la voz que estaba muerta y hacer la orquesta. Caminar, seguro, libre, sin temor, respirar. La voz. Liberarse de todo el pudor, tomar de las riendas, no rendirse al opresor, caminar erguido sin temor, respirar y sacar la voz.
Raspa con su amarga espátula, huérfanos hace de brújula, se lúcida lenta en celo, blanca el arma, blanco el pelo.